You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs with you today. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. And a very interesting segment was aired recently on the NFL Network featuring Michael Robinson, former player, and Brian Baldinger as well, kind of giving advice to head coaches throughout the National Football League. And we're going to air with you right now the advice that they were giving to Cleveland Browns head coach Mike Pett.
Friendly advice. Let's give him some of that. It's not easy being the coach of the Browns, and it's not easy coaching guys like Johnny Manziel with all that hoopla. Mike, what would you say to Mike Pett, and what advice would you give him?
Well, first of all, I would say choose your quarterback, which I think they've already done. But get that defense together. I mean, really. I mean, the biggest insurance for a quarterback, whether it's a journeyman quarterback or a young quarterback, is to have a great defense. And keep welcoming those notes from your dad, because obviously they're doing great things.
Well, his dad's a legend in Philadelphia. I live in Philadelphia. His dad's legendary. So he's learned a lot from him. Obviously, he's ascended the ladder. But I would say this to Mike. Like, don't change your approach. Obviously, they're starved for winter in Cleveland. But don't change and shortchange yourself in order to make a step that you're not ready to make. I mean, he wants to build a smart, tough bully in a very tough division. And to Mike's point, like, he cut his teeth in this league on defense. Fix that defense. Keep the score down. The offense will catch up. But in that division, you know, you want to be able to know that this is a Donnybrook every Sunday when you're playing in the AFC North. And that's the type of team he wants.
Defense, running the football. And honestly, I think he's handled the Johnny Manziel situation and all the hoopla. I think he's handled it great. I think he's been honest. I think the players there believe in his philosophy. They believe in him. And that's really all you can ask for.
Naming Josh McCown the starter right off the bat, do you think that was a great move just to kind of quiet everybody else this year?
One way you could do it. One way, just to, you know, because Johnny has to earn all that trust that he didn't get last year and didn't deserve. And so, but Josh is a pro. Let's just put the pro in his place, you know, and let him lead this team right now, because he's a good leader and he knows how to prepare. And if Johnny could catch up, if Johnny could surpass him, he'll do it. But I think that was
it was a wonderful move by Coach Pettine by naming him now. And also, what else was he going to do? He wasn't going to name Johnny. Johnny's not ready. So I think he had to name Josh McCown.
But there's that pressure sometimes from ownership or from your GM when you have that first
round. But that's why you can't change the approach, Andy. Like, I understand that Jimmy Haslam, the owner, has ideas. Ray Farmer, the general manager, has ideas. But they hired Mike to be the coach.
Yeah.
So put your ideas out there. The things that your father taught you about how to get a team ready and how to build a team, that's probably pretty good advice.
Mike Pettine trying to step forward from that 7-9 record the Browns had last year.
There were comments on the NFL Network by Michael Robinson and Brian Baldinger giving advice to head coach Mike Pettine. And Gibbs, I thought it was good, and I thought it was nothing blatantly obvious or out of the realm, but I do love Brian Baldinger's don't change your approach. And that's something to me that I feel going on here, and I think something that, and why it feels so different, because both Pat Shurmur and Rob Chudzinski, kind of first-time head coaches, but floated around and were influenced by other people, where I think now you've got Mike Pettine, who set the template and has already said, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to build. I remember one of his first interviews, we're going to build a team that's going to bloody your nose. And that's what we've done so far.
I mean, stay the course. It was interesting, Michael Robinson saying, you know, get that defense together. And I'm like, the defense is together.
Yeah.
I don't think the defense is the issue.
No.
The question marks are on the offensive side of the football. I think that the Browns have done the right thing by naming McCown the quarterback.
Agreed.
And just rolling with him until they can't roll with him.
Yeah. Exactly. The other great point that Brian Baldinger made was, to your point, and not so much, you know, with Michael Robinson, is you've got a great defense. Let them go out and set the tempo for the game. And as this season starts, you have an early opportunity to get some wins under your belt with the offense really not flowing yet, because your defense is so good and the opponents that we essentially will play, and let that offense build confidence and catch up. And I think in its entirety, we'll create a complete team exactly when we need it in the doldrums of that mid-season opponent schedule that's going to be very difficult.
Yeah. I mean, that's keep the defense don't change what you're doing because others may advise you or whatever else. Now, I know, you know, Ray Farmer has said it. Jimmy Haslam has said it. This is Mike Pettine's team. You know, Ray Farmer, we're moving out of the Ray Farmer phase portion of the year.
Yep.
You know, Ray and Mike have this thing where, you know, the season ends, it's Ray Farmer's time up until training camp. And then it becomes Mike Pettine's time from training camp through the end of the football season. And Farmer's in the background.
And you've got to love it that way.
Yeah, and we're approaching that point in the year. And, you know, Ray's put together the roster. Now what is Mike able to do with the roster?
And I love it that way because if I were a head football coach and I had no say in the players, it'd be very difficult for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's – and it's going to be interesting to see how this you know, it's going to be interesting to see during this Farmer suspension that first month in September.
It will.
You know, we're going to find out how deep the roster really is. I mean, God forbid someone goes down in that first four games. You know, we're going to find out a lot about this team. And we're going to find out a lot about Mike Pettine's leadership because he's going to be the man in charge of everything for that month that Ray Farmer's out.
We definitely will. And we're going to grab a break. And as we heard from Michael Robinson, Brian Baldinger giving advice – Jason Gibbs and I are going to weigh in on some advice that we're going to give to players throughout the National Football League on playing with fireworks.
Yeah, that want to be professional firework.
Exactly.
Demonstrators.
We've got two great examples. Jason Pierre-Paul will bring you up to speed on his information on him, his hand, and his health and availability, as well as C.J. Wilson, a player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, Matt Wilhelm and Jason Gibbs here with you on a ugly Thursday outside on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Come on, baby, and drop it. Scrub the floor and just mop it. Show these guys.